All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, welcome in. First of all, it's a big day for a multitude of reasons, which means we bring out the big guns. The Godfather is joining us.
You know, in my contract, Mike, it says I only work on days where there are eclipses.
Okay. I have to tell you, this is where we're going to start. And I'll get to the Tigers in a little bit. I was going to start with the Tigers, but I am so annoyed. I am tired of being told I have to like two things. That I have to care about two things. A, I'm getting tired of being told I have to care about the women's Final Four and the national title game. All right? I understand their talent. I understand their ability. It is not a good TV sport. Sorry. I am conditioned to watch a game that is played above the rim. This is below the rim. That's not a shot. That's reality. Yeah. Second of all, and again, the media just pushing it on you. Pushing it on you. You know what? Glad it's over. Now I don't have to hear about it anymore. I'm tired of it.
You just don't have to watch if you don't.
No, the problem is when I want to watch highlights and see what happened in the NHL last night in baseball, I got to wade through 20 minutes of how Caitlin Clark has changed Earth. No, she hasn't. Again, not a shot. Caitlin Clark's very good. But Caitlin Clark is not going to lead to a major uptick long term. I don't believe it. Why? Because I've seen this happen with the World Cup. Every time the World Cup happens or the USA makes a run, oh my God, Team USA's unlocking a whole new audience.
Well,
they're not.
Believe me, especially when it comes to, like, the women. Oh, my God. Women's soccer, when they first won.
I understand. And this is my point.
And that was ridiculous because they were the favorite.
Right. And the media does it every time. Now, here's the other thing I'm being told I need to care about, and I'm tired of it. Stop with the eclipse. I don't care. Do you know who cares? Nerds like Rico. Why is the Godfather here and Rico's not? Because Rico is in a cornfield in Ohio with 3D glasses on.
I'm watching network news, ABC Live in Russellville, Arkansas. Maybe they're waiting for Calipari.
Why do I care?
Because
it's not about Calipari, about this stupid eclipse.
I understand that because it's something that we very rarely see.
But what is it? I'm at work. Do you know what I don't have time for? Staring at the sky. You know who does? Roberto. I don't have time for that.
But most people do have time to walk outside for 2 minutes.
The people of Detroit are hardworking people. We do not. What are you going to do? Tell your shift leader, hey, I need a TO to go watch the eclipse?
It might be. Do you hear about the traffic? People are just like scrambling, going crazy, getting out of here.
Because people are ding-a-lings. That's the issue here.
I don't care about it, to be honest with you. But it's when there's something unique in the world.
What time is it happening?
It's going to happen within the next 45 minutes here,
great.
I believe.
Don't care. So Rico took the day off to go watch the moon or whatever this is. Am I now? Look, everyone's into whatever they're into, and that's fine. Live your life, and everyone has PTO. But I had to laugh.
I laughed too. But look, people laugh at, you know, I travel around the country to watch an aging rock and roll star. People have their own little, as we say in Yiddish, our own Mishigas. There are people who don't understand your Mishigas.
Can you spell that for a dollar?
No.
Okay,
M-I-C-H-I-G-A-S, I guess. I don't know. But my Mishigas is that. Yours, No, yours is the horse racing thing.
Oh, love
a
it.
Lot of people don't understand
it. Yeah, and I don't care.
I know. So,
and that's fine. I'll get my balls broken. You get yours. Right. Rico gets his.
Right, exactly.
All right, so ding-a-ling.
Yes. Yeah.
But no, the women's basketball thing, I again, it is almost like the media plays a role in making me not like it. Because it is just forced upon you. And you are told you're insane. Oh, everyone's. No, guys, we're watching a once-in-a-lifetime player. And once this is over, it's over. No, I don't believe the WNBA will ever turn a profit. No, by the way, they've never turned a profit.
No, I agree.
No, I don't believe the WNBA is going to get this unbelievable bump. I get tired of the media every time something comes around that's niche. And it could be a Connor McDavid. Oh, he's going to save hockey. No, he's not. It could be Caitlin Clark. It could be men's or women's World Cup teams, because I've heard both of these storylines. Right. Stoney, it puts me in a spot where I'm happy it's over. Just like I'll be happy whenever this eclipse happens. Provided, like, we don't get hit with a meteor or a laser beam or something.
Asteroids!
I'll be happy when it's done. Because I don't care. I can't believe Chris Villar had that in the update.
Do you care more about this, the eclipse? One of three choices. Here are your three choices.
Let me hear it.
For the next few days that took place, you know, around the same period of time. The eclipse, number one. The women's Final Four or WrestleMania?
First of all, WrestleMania is off the table because it's fake and it's ridiculous. And any grown adult who likes wrestling needs real therapy. Looking at you, Kenny.
Those are fighting words, Michael.
I gave up on wrestling when
hit puberty.
No, when Miss Elizabeth came into the picture. That's when I.
That's the straw that broke your back.
That's the jump the shark moment for me.
Okay. I have to power rank these?
Yeah.
Wrestling.
That's not an option. What are you watching? The Women's Final Four, the Eclipse,
the Women's Final Four, because at least it's sports.
Okay.
And I can appreciate the skill.
Yes.
But it's not a good watch on television. It's just not. Right. And now, if you want to teach fundamentals,
yeah.
You want to teach kids how to play basketball, you watch the women's game over the men's game.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, I'm not a teacher.
Say what you want about Caitlin Clark, but the girl can pass.
Yes. And there's actual, like, offense being run. And I get it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it would be the eclipse thing. I can't believe my regular radio partner's not here today to go look at the sun. I thought if you looked at it, your head exploded. What happened there?
Well, you have to have special glasses.
So you're telling me Rico is going to be in sexy specs. He is in Ohio. I know this.
I hope he takes a picture of himself, like a selfie of him with the specs. Yes, because he'll put it on social media. We can have fun with it. It's all about having fun. It's all about entertaining. It's entertaining.
Tigers don't do that.
I understand. Exactly.
That's we'll get part to them
of,
later.
That's part
yes,
of our
Roberto,
point.
Watch.
What does he wear with the glasses? A pocket protector, too?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I know he slipped up and said he was driving to, like, some dairy farm in Ohio to watch the eclipse.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
And I let it go thinking it was a one-liner. I thought he was just being an ass about it.
No, there are people all over this country. Like, I saw a story in Carbondale, Illinois.
Southern Illinois.
Exactly.
The Salukis.
Where they're supposed to have in the middle of nowhere, you're going to have a great view of the eclipse. The hotels were going for, that normally go for like $80 a night for last night and maybe tonight, $279 a night because people are driving for the eclipse.
All right, hold on. So... Should I just ask it? We can get to the Tigers in a bit.
Yes,
we'll get a little football later in the hour. Let me ask this as we start out on a gorgeous day. And I'm not in a bad mood. I'm not. But I don't. At this stage in my life, I get tired of being told what to do. Like the women's Final Four / Caitlin Clark and this, what is it, a solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, I don't care eclipse. The point is, which of these two storylines is more annoying to you? Seriously.
And if you're into the eclipse, let us know why.
Right. Like, I know right now, like in New York, traffic is horrible. People are like trying to find a position to watch the eclipse. I'm going, you have to be kidding me.
I saw.
You got to be kidding.
ABC, they were live from the Brickyard in India. The place is packed. They're not running any cars.
How? How is this a real thing? How often does it happen?
I think the next time we're going to have one of these is like in 40 years or something. I don't know.
I won't be here for it. Perfect. 248-539-9797.
I won't be here. You might.
Bro, I ain't getting 83. And I don't know that I want to.
Oh, come on.
No, Mike, it really boils down to the quality of life, too. Okay. I mean, come on. My grandparents were old at 53.
I understand that. But come on, there are people out there playing golf every day at the age of 80s.
If I'm having that kind of run,
right. You
got a deal.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, if I'm 83 and time's running short, you know what I'm not wasting it on?
But if you're double dribbling and it's not basketball, but it's your food.
Look out. 248-539-9797. And again, don't waste Paul Sarah's time calling in as if I said anything that is egregious or reprehensible. The women's game, while skilled, is not a good TV product.
As opposed to, now I watched the
men's game is, at least I am in awe of the athletic ability of the game played above the rim. But the men's game has its own problems.
Right. Well, you're talking about, if we're going to talk about women's sports, I love watching the United States play Canada women's hockey. It's great. It's great television. They check. It's fast. It's really, really good.
I've never watched it. I'll take your word for
it. Yes.
Just like the eclipse. If you call in and tell me it's... So what happens? What, 4 o'clock? Does it get dark out?
It'll get dark. It'll get pitch black, supposedly, for like 2 minutes.
Today?
Yes.
Here?
Yes.
This is a thing?
Yes.
Look at
Mazatlan, Mazatlan, Mexico, which normally at this time would be the skies would be blue. It's all black.
Okay, is this a thing for you? Like, we have a 4-hour show, and we're going to get 3 hours dedicated to baseball and other things. And I want to talk about UConn tonight. But is this eclipse actually a thing to you? I will not be upset. You can do whatever you like, but explain it to me. The idea of a grown adult like Rico driving to a cornfield in Ohio because he hand-selected a GPS spot that'll give him the best view of what, darkness?
Yes.
Here, if you want darkness, go hide under your bed, Rico. That'll be pretty dark.
Yes. There's a darkness on the edge of Rico. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797.
And if you disagree with the take on the women's sports thing, go ahead. But no, I don't believe Caitlin Clark is going to have this revolutionary effect. Did it draw eyeballs to the event she played in? Yes.
And they were so stupid. If they wanted more eyeballs, they would have tipped it off around 6:30 or 7 o'clock, not at 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon when it's nice out.
And again, did it help the women's game for a year? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what's not going to help next year? She's not there.
Right.
And it's not going to be the same. And it's not going to lead to this surge. And it's the same thing as the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Every 4 years, I got to hear soccer nerd tell me how this is going to elevate the game. And it was Freddie Adu, and then it was Landon Donovan, and then it was the women's team and Brandi Chastain. There's no room on the plate for it.
Well, you brought up soccer. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think, now it's not huge ratings, but why do you think a lot of people watch the Premier League in this country?
It's different. It's played on the weekend. Okay. It's got a good TV deal.
Okay.
It's in the morning, so that's something weird.
And you can bet on it.
And again, I don't hate soccer.
No, I know. Either
just
do I.
Like for me. I watched LSU and Iowa last week because it was this clash of personalities between Angel Reese and Clark. And, of course, Kim Mulkey's a psychopath. It is not about you'll watch it here or there. What I get sick of is the media. Like, I wanted to see baseball highlights this morning. I was there for 18 minutes of ESPN, and it was all this. And I go, I'm out. You've lost me. Because it's over, and I don't care. And it's like, they're telling you that now the world is somehow different because of Caitlin Clark. No, it's not. Just like it wasn't different with the women's U.S. national hockey team. Just like it's not different with the men's soccer team. There are established things. The only sport that has real growth left is the NFL. None of these other sports have a chance.
How much more can the NFL freaking grow?
Stoney, look at where it is now compared to what was 10 years ago.
Oh, I know.
They are now 10 months out of the year. You get a reprieve in May and in June.
I know, and they're going to have 7-on-7 in the Olympics, probably.
They will keep it going. 248-539-9797. And again, if you're one of these Rico bots and the eclipse is a thing, sell me this pen. 97.1.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.